Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Aaron, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question, let's go with this one. Would you rather have your coworker bite you or fart in your face?
Wow.
And you really got to consider your coworkers.
Well, yeah. I mean, a few of them are my family members, so I think I'd rather go with a bite.
You know what, man? I would, too, and I'm basing this solely off of what I smell in the men's bathroom here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I mean, like, I've walked in there, so I have some experience with what everyone is, everyone's packing on the backside there, and I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
We got a couple guys that can lay it down.
They can absolutely lay it down. So the bite sucks, but I would, with if it's coworkers, I would definitely take the bite over the fart.
I'm taking the fart.
Absolutely.
You're taking the fart?
Yes. I've seen what these guys eat, so.
I'm taking the fart because I don't want someone to bite me.
Well, I don't want anyone to do
anything. You can get an infection.
I could
get a sty, I guess.
Well, remember that woman, I think it was like 1 or 2 weeks ago, we had the story. Her boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend, had farted in her face 7 years ago. And since then, she's been having, I don't remember if it had or if it had to do with her eyes. But even when she went to the doctors, they're like, look, man, we're not joking. It's the fart. Mm-hmm.
So the reason we ask, would you rather your coworker bite you or fart in your face? You guys have we've told the story many times. What happened Sunday at this convention, the Washington State SummerCon, where Martin Cove, who is the guy from Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid, he bit his former co-star Alicia Hannah Kim. I guess she was just walking by. He grabbed her arm and he bit down, and he nearly broke skin. She described the encounter in a statement to police, noting she was left with visible teeth marks, bruising, and pain. He was removed from the premises, or he was asked to leave, and he did.
Yeah.
That's all we know about that story so far.
I did watch the video footage today from the cops.
All right. What'd it look like?
It's pretty much what we guessed, right? Like, she's pissed.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't want to press charges, but I am going to make a police report to make sure this is on record that he did it to me in case anything, he interacts.
If he does it again, okay.
Right, or he does anything else.
Do you think that she thought that this guy was a whack job when she worked with him?
Probably.
To do that police report? Like, look, we work together. If something weird would happen like that with any of us, mm-hmm. It's obviously a one-offer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're, this is not your normal behavior. Something's going on with you, but this is not your normal behavior.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're on, but right. This is not normal Ted, normal anybody, normal Mike. It's just not.
I noticed you left my
But comment. If I'm going to file a police report, then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Steve has definitely been on this ledge before.
Right.
So I want to make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else. So to me, it seems like that he obviously maybe didn't bite someone, but was odd enough.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, look, man, I don't know what he's going to do next kind of thing. So the farting story.
Again, I just want to say, like I said it yesterday, the worst part is, he's at that convention.
Right.
People are there to see both of them. And then there's even a couple people standing outside. And they're like, well, yeah, you got to leave. The cop's like, well, you got to leave. But it's like, I don't know. I just, that whole story just sucks. Because it's like, You paid all that money. And a lot of people wanted to see him. And yes, it's like,
that's why I would probably go. Because I actually like that character on the show.
Do you think that he did it there because he thought it's more of a chance to get away with it? Based on the fact that there's a bunch of people that have paid money to see me, we're coming up next, or whatever the situation is, right?
My impression, basically, is that I don't think she cares for him.
Clearly.
Whether they were co-stars or not, and he tried to engage her, and she just kept walking by, and that's when he grabbed her arm and bit her.
Well, that's what I do. Which is people ignore me.
Well, yeah. So, as far as farting
well,
in your face.
Like, let's just be honest. There is some creepy weirdos, and then you get that famous, and it's like...
You're still a
creepy
weirdo.
He's probably bit a woman on the arm before, but they were like, oh, it's a guy from Karate Kid.
Well, you get delusional. I mean, Ron Jeremy thought any woman that talked to him wanted to have sex with him.
And it's like, bro, no.
Almost his entire life.
Yeah.
And it got him into a lot of trouble because he did dumb crap.
He's still in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, the fart story. A metropolitan police officer may be fired after he asked a colleague to pull his finger. She said no, he farted in her face anyway. This happened at the Wembley police station back in 2021. Russell Ford told the disciplinary hearing that when she declined to pull his finger, he passed wind in her face from around 10 to 15 centimeters away.
Oh, that's like half a foot.
He admits he asked her to pull his finger, but denies he actually farted. He fully accepts his attempt as humor that was misplaced and inappropriate in a modern policing workplace. He approached her, asked her to pull the finger. She knew what was intended and told him to move along.
Is anyone not?
He turned his back, according to her, stood on his toes, and passed wind in her face. What else did you read about this guy?
Oh, dude, I don't even want to go through it. But like I said, that's the best thing that he did in a story. Because a headline, you're like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Then you keep reading everything else that he did at this particular precinct. You're like, Jesus Christ, man. Farting in someone's face, that is the nicest thing you've done. And by the way, they said like 10 centimeters, 10 to 15 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
That's anywhere from 4 to 6 inches away. Like, I have farted in people's direction. I don't know.
I have farted in your general direction.
I farted in your direction. But I would not get within 6 inches of your face and let one rip.
Yeah.
Right? Unless we just wanted to have a fight and I go, I'll get him to punch me. Here's the move.
Random,
that's too close,
random,
man.
Random.
Hello, Austin. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Yo, hola, bitches.
Hola.
Austin, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Austin. Let's see here. Would you rather live in Los Angeles, California, or Miami, Florida?
Ooh, well, I think you're dealing with fentanyl in either area. I'd say the homeless population would be worse in Cali, so I think I'll take Florida, to be honest.
Take Miami. Okay.
That's a tough question, because on the one, you're right, there's a lot more homeless in L.A., but L.A. geographically is so large. It's not like Third Avenue in Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be a million homeless, but they're not. It's not just everywhere. Your taxes are a lot worse in California, for sure. But then Florida's Florida, man.
Florida's Florida.
You know what? I'm going to take California, because look, I know
Miami's also sinking.
I was going to say, I know there's earthquakes and
there's hurricanes
and the fires and all that kind of thing, but Miami obviously is hurricane prone. That's not new, but I mean, the place is literally sinking and everyone's property value has gone to S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. Austin, would you rather live in Chicago, Illinois, or Boston, Massachusetts?
That's a tougher one.
Really? I'm taking Chicago.
I stayed in Chicago after I got out of boot camp, so that it wasn't too bad. So I'll take Boston. It won't have to worry about any.
Oh, just to try something different.
Okay, all right.
See, I take Chicago because I know for a fact that there's the Midwest friendly,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the Boston. Boston's just not friendly. No, it's a great city.
Well, you got to worry about the snowstorms over in Chicago too. Like again,
and Boston, man.
Boston's going to be a little bit worse. I mean, Chicago's going to be cold because of the wind,
without a doubt.
Boston's going to be just cold and snowy.
But also for me, man, honestly, in this case, part of the reason I picked Chicago, one, I really enjoy the city of Chicago. But sports-wise, I don't hate any of the teams. I'm completely like the Chicago Bears, 1,000% indifferent. They mean nothing to me one way or another. The Bulls, meh. They're baseball.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ball teams, fine, I'll go see the Cubs. But Boston, like, I hate every team here.
Yeah.
And if I say that, I'm going to get punched.
And one more, Austin. San Diego, California, or Denver, Colorado?
San Diego.
San Diego. Warmer. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'm taking San Diego.
I have no problem with Denver. By the way, those are all cities that we just mentioned. Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, Boston, Denver. They are all in the top 10 of the cities that people are leaving the most.
And do they say why?
A number of factors. Basically,
there's something that really lines all them up.
There's nothing, but everyone has their different things, right? It's like, so California, maybe if you're retired, it's different. I don't know. But if you have a job, just the way they tax you is a freaking nightmare, and it's expensive to live there. Miami's not super expensive to live there, but it's one of the few places where you can buy a house and lose $100,000 in 2 months because the place is falling apart and the insurance is after.
You know what? It's a numbers game. It's just basically these cities that people are leaving the most. Because they're all different from, you know, different perspectives as far as why. But there's a clear exodus from large, expensive cities on both coasts, according to the USA Today. Now, I believe this has to do a lot with the fact that remote work is now a thing.
Yeah.
So not necessarily do you need to live in L.A. to...
If I can live somewhere cheaper, right, do the same job.
And not only that, but it's expensive. It's, you know, with the fires, with all these different things. I mean, there's got to be... There's a different reason for every town.
Sure.
But they all have a justifiable one. Cities where people are moving to, all right?
Are they in Arizona, New Mexico?
No, but these places are on fire right now. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Wilmington, North Carolina. That's tied for number one. That place is 102 degrees.
I mean, Myrtle Beach is
your face. It's like you just smoked a
turd. Ocala, Florida is on fire.
Myrtle Beach is, like, look, Myrtle Beach is fun.
Yeah,
if you're a golfer, it's a paradise. I think there's more... per square mile than anywhere else in the country, but also, like, living there, though, it's like, Jesus, no.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's number one.
If we still lived on the East Coast, like, it would be nice to have a beach house, but, like, I don't want to live at the beach.
No, not that one.
Raleigh, North Carolina, number three.
A lot of good jobs.
It's great. It's just on fire.
And there's colleges. Like, Raleigh's a cool little area.
Dallas, Fort Worth. People are moving there.
Cheap.
Charlotte, North Carolina, Boise, Idaho is the only one on the West Coast. Knoxville, Nashville, Tennessee, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Knoxville.
Knoxville. People are moving to Knoxville.
Ted, I bet you'd move to Myrtle Beach before you moved to Knoxville. I would, man.
Yeah, I've been in Knoxville. I mean, it's awesome if you're a college football fan and there's live music, but
that's what do you 3 months a year.
Right, and there's like six of those Saturdays.
Right, that's
tops.
It.
Well, it's UT or bust.
Yeah.
It really is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.